Divisional weekend in the National Football League. Charles Davis gets New Orleans. Well, he gets Philadelphia, too. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. I think you should go ahead and beat him at Wimbledon.
I don't know.
I think you should do it.
As a lifelong Dan Marino fan, watching that 62-7 Jacksonville game, I will never forgive that Tom Coughlin call off the dogs at us. Damon Heward's warming up on the sidelines. Give touchdown Danny a little bit of wiggle room here. You know he's retiring. Don't chase him away like this. I'll never forgive the Jags for that.
But if you're going to be part of history, you know.
A 62-7 playoff loss is the way to go
out. The Jags got theirs. They were.
No, I'm thinking Wimbledon. All right. Football's a whole different animal because, you know, it's just a different way of going about it. But Wimbledon, you beat him. You embrace him at the net. Think about the ovations that'll be going on. Think about how classy it'll be. You'll give him his moment. You know, it'll be like he won, even though you did. Because you'll turn all the spotlight, you'll beat the applause, you know, you'll have everybody be a standing ovation, you'll let him walk off alone, and then you'll get the money and you'll keep playing. But, you know, how cool will that be? And you'll be a trivia name forever. Who beat Andy Murray just to finish off his career at Wimbledon? Your name will be etched in history.
God, what was that in 2006? Andre Agassi played his last U.S. Open, and he could barely walk. Like, I don't know if you guys remember how bad he was, and I'm trying to find Benjamin Becker's the guy that beat him in the third round, and I'm like, you jerk. Like, I've never seen a crowd more wanting somebody to tear an ACL in a sporting event like Benjamin Becker just so Agassi could get to, because Agassi would have played Roddick in the fourth round, and at least Andy Roddick might have taken it easy on him. Got to have some empathy for the great ones.
And you see what happened to Benjamin Becker, never to be heard from again.
There you go.
He was no Boris Becker.
That's what happened.
Well, that's what happened to the Jacksonville Jaguars, right? They ended up losing to Tennessee for the third time that season in 99, and they've never made
Super
it to
Bowl
the Super
curse.
Bowl.
That's right.
There you go. Take that.
So it's bad karma all the way around is what you're telling me.
We're so glad you're back on TV. You and Kevin Burkhardt, Pam Oliver, and Peter Schrager. We watched that great Good Morning Football show every morning. Are the Eagles, I know you guys won't talk about the quote-unquote point spread during the game, but 8 points is a lot for this type of round. This is like Tim Tebow going into New England or something at nighttime 5-6 years ago when he did that. 8 is a lot. Do you think the Eagles are getting, and Nick Foles, we're still going, we don't think you can do it again. You're 5-0 in playoff. We don't think you can do it again. We're letting you know.
Yeah, this is something, isn't it? I think it's much more New Orleans at home, 5-0, New Orleans in playoffs, and we always talk about how playoff football is different and things slow down and games are tighter. I went back and looked. In New Orleans' playoff run with Sean Payton and Drew Brees, they're still averaging close to 30 points per ball game in playoff football, which is very unusual. So I think a lot of that goes into it. And I think people are still struggling to believe in the secondary in Philadelphia because just saying Craven LeBlanc is a starter for you, Rasul Douglas is a starter for you, Avante Maddox as a rookie is now playing what his third or fourth position in the secondary and starting, I think that just throws people still, and they're having trouble wrapping their head around it, even though those guys are playing pretty well right now.
But New Orleans offense has softened over the last little while, and they were in a comfy position. I understand that. So where are they between the team when they were rolling and the one that ended the season offensively?
Yeah, they're probably, as you said, between that area. Look, when we caught them last, guys, we only got to see them once in person, and we saw them in Cincinnati, and that was in the middle of that three-game stretch where they put 45 points or more, three games in a row, and there's only four teams in NFL history that have done that. So we caught them when they were really on fire, and we have not seen them since. And then we all know when things changed, right? The game in Dallas on a Thursday night got beat 13-10, and so they've struggled a little bit since then. But let's not forget, they still put 31 on Pittsburgh, all right? So it's not like they're totally bereft on what they're doing. This team can still get it back. They can get it going. Their biggest concern is, will their offensive line be intact? Will Terron Armstead be able to play? Jermon Bushrod, who had been backing him up and had been a starter there years ago and went to a Pro Bowl, he got hurt against Carolina at Carolina week 15. He hasn't been back since. They've had to use some guys off the street. They don't want to have to make those moves and have Andres Pete have to play left tackle and make other moves. If they can get Armstead back and he's able to go, then I think we're a lot closer to what we saw in the middle of the season than we saw at the end of the season.
Charles Davis, our guest. Fox has it. The late game on Sunday is New Orleans and Philadelphia following up Patriots Chargers. I like your point about their home record. They're 6-0 in their last six home games. That said, in the playoffs, that said, it strikes me the crowd has seen, the Saints fans have seen this team play some nail biters, and maybe sometimes they've been outplayed. I was at the game when Brett Favre threw the pick, the NFC title game when Garrett Hartley, and I'm not sure Minnesota wasn't the better team. Adrian Peterson put the ball on the ground. Brett Favre throws that pick. I'd even say last year, Charles, Carolina was dominating New Orleans for large portions of that wild card weekend. It's, I mean, they were by far the better team in the second half. They just had a couple moments in that second quarter where they caved in. So I think Saints fans haven't exactly seen dominance in home wins, but this weekend, like I said, it shapes up to be, they're expecting it almost because of how the regular season's been.
We could almost, I think we could probably add the Pittsburgh game in this year, can't we?
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, down
right
stretch,
down to the end.
Pittsburgh down to the end, you know, it was a fake punt that they sussed out and stopped. Talk about New Orleans. I mean, Antonio Brown put up big numbers. I think, 122 yards, and two touchdowns. You know, Ben Roethlisberger at the end of the game said, we did what we wanted to do on offense. It wasn't a matter of them being able to stop us. So your point's well taken. But they're also a team that's used to being in close games. They don't mind the tight game because they have number nine. They have Drew Brees. I think they had, six fourth-quarter comebacks this year in winning ball games. So comfortable is the wrong word. No one's comfortable doing it in the fourth quarter. But they're also not a team that's going to panic if they have to have a last drive and Brees has the ball. And we've seen it happen time and again. So that's where the home crowd will get involved. And you mentioned that 6-0 in their last six playoff games at home. Five of those are with Brees and Peyton. So they feel very, very confident that if they get the ball, last drive, they can get it done.
Betting trends suggest that people thinking the best road favorite a chance at an upset is the Chargers, and that number is now dropping. It may even be 3.5 by game time. What do you think of Chargers at New England and the Patriots as the lowest favorites? Kind of weird.
It is. It is. Doesn't it throw? I mean, let's be honest. Among the three of us, even hearing it, even understanding it, even watching it this year, it throws me a little bit because we're talking about the New England Patriots. And when it comes to the New England Patriots, and Bill Belichick's still there, check. Tom Brady's still there, check. The game's in Foxborough, check. They had an open week last week because they're the number two seed, check, check. When do they get beat? Well, rarely. I still think I'm kind of with everyone. I think the Chargers are a better team right now. And it's almost the old, if not now, when, because Phillip Rivers, that window's going to close very soon. He's playing well. He's got his backs, he's got his top two backs back in Melvin Gordon, Austin Eckler. Keenan Allen, you heard Bill Belichick talk about the run after the catch. He's that type of a receiver. Antonio Gates is still there. And they're talking about Hunter Henry being able to play. So if he can knock the rust off and catch the football, he has the fresh legs. But for me, it's their defense. Mm-hmm. Once Joey Bosa came back, the defense, which was already good, really got transformed. And Derwin James, the rookie safety, and Desmond King, the most unsung safety in the league, who's also a Pro Bowl type player. I like the Chargers. I don't care what the weather is. I think the Chargers go in there and upset New England.
It's tricky because, you're right. They have Brady, they have Belichick, they have home field, they have history. Everything else points to the Chargers. I'm trying to think of another advantage. And a lot of hosts have been doing this in the States. I've been listening where they'll line up, Charles, the top 10, top 12 players, and 9 of them are Chargers or 10 of them are Chargers. But here's the thing. This isn't a new phenomenon. I've had people say to me this week, hey, the Chargers are the better roster. I'm like, what about it? There's plenty of times when the Patriots haven't been the better roster in the last 6-7. When has Pittsburgh had a worse roster than New England? Even those Peyton Manning Colts teams had a better, more defined roster top to bottom. I'm going back to Teddy Bruschi, right? I'm going back to Richard Seymour. Some of those Colts teams had more, and it doesn't matter. The last two Super Bowls, right? Atlanta and Seattle, better rosters, better talent, way better defensive talent. It hasn't mattered.
An excellent point. An absolutely excellent point. You're so right. So many times we just line it up and go person for person. and the other team comes out ahead almost, I'm not saying every time, but a lot of the time. Exactly right.
Jacksonville last year probably, right? The Jags.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what a great defense. Look at all those stars. And
Jacksonville will tell you the reason they lost that game is New England's roster had the officials. So that's how they ended up winning the ball game.
Yes.
But, oh, they spit the bit. I'm sorry.
And the footballs might have also been deflated again.
Yeah, but who knows? We can't really tell. But moving right along, your point is excellent and it's well taken. And somehow, I'm not going to say somehow, New England with coaching, New England also with guys who understand how to play, and also making plays at opportune times. And we sometimes forget that those are the ones that win for them. And I'm going to use one example, the Super Bowl against Atlanta. We remember the comeback. Remember Brady's magic. Remember James White. Remember all the plays that were made, 2 two-point conversions, the whole deal. That comeback got started when Dont'a Hightower made that play on defense. My concern with New England this year is who is that guy? You know, we're used to those guys being around. Rob Ninkovich, we knew, could make plays, right? You mentioned Brewski back when he was playing. Richard Seymour, you know, Ty Law, all of those guys. I don't know who that person is in New England this year.
Unless now, it's course, Gilmore. Unless it's Gilmore on pass coverage, but that's it. You're right. Right. Or McCourty. Yeah, that's it.
Or McCourty. But, of course, this year it'll be someone that will go, oh, my God, when did he join the roster, and how did he get 3 picks in that game? That's how New England gets it done. But I'm going out on that limb, and I feel like a lot of people out there will. And I don't know if it's wishful thinking. I don't know if it's we're all trying to be smart and be ahead of the curve, because logic says it's New England still. But I am going with the Chargers to go to New England and get this done.
Always a pleasure. Charles Davis will be watching Philadelphia at New Orleans on Fox. Thank you. Talk next week.
Thanks a lot, guys. I'll see you at Wimbledon.